thereof and be glad. Mm-hmm. Oh, magnify the Lord with me.
Yes.
Let us exalt his name together. Mm-hmm. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from my fears.
Yes.
Come on, Jesus. They looked unto him and were lightened, mm-hmm. and their faces were not ashamed.
Hello.
This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, mm-hmm. and saved him out of all of his troubles.
Yes.
The angel of the Lord encamp around them, mm-hmm. that fear him, mm-hmm. and deliver them. This is my favorite one. Oh, taste. Yes. Yum, 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 yum. Oh, and see,
yes.
that the Lord is good. Uh-huh. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. Mm-hmm. Oh, fear the Lord, ye saints, for there is no want, uh-huh. not name want,
right.
to them that fear him.
Yes.
Praise God for his holy word. Psalm 34, verses 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his holy word.
Amen.
May it
Amen.
Comfort you,
yeah.
provide you with the peace from his presence.
Praise God. Amen. Give the male chorus a hand as they come. Amen.
Come on and bless the Lord, saints. Anybody receive a blessing from the Lord this week? Come on, and if you received a blessing, come on, say so. You know God's been good to you. Amen. You sitting out there looking, praise the Lord. That's what that little boy say in that movie, like a chocolate drop. When I woke up this morning and I saw a brand new day, I said, one,
oh, blessed
Lord, that you send
my way.
When I looked around and I saw everybody doing okay, I said, one,
oh, blessed Lord,
that you send
my way.
Lord, you bless me over and over, over the day, and I said, one,
oh, blessed
Lord, that you send
my way.
When I got up today and I kneel down to pray, I said, one,
oh,
that you send
my way.
When I looked around and I saw everything was doing okay, I said, one,
oh, blessed
Lord, that you send
my way.
Lord, you bless me over and over and over again. I said, one,
oh, blessed Lord,
that you send
my
listen.
Way.
Lord, do you bless me,
yeah.
with joy and peace? And then you told me, Lord,
yeah.
you would supply all of my needs.
Yeah.
But when things in my life and gray, you told me you'd make a way. When I got up this morning and I saw everything was okay, I said,
one, oh, blessed Lord,
that you send
my way.
My money got funny, but all my bills you help me pay. I said, one.
Oh,
somebody know what I'm talking about this morning. Listen. that you send
my way.
When I got up, when you got up this morning, looked around and everything was okay, I said,
oh, Lord,
that you send
my way.
I looked around and I saw that everything was okay, I said,
one, oh,
that you send
my way.
Lord, you bless me over and over and all through the day, I said,
one, oh,
that you send
my way.
Listen, I'm gonna say it again. Lord, you bless me with joy and peace.
Well,
thank you, Lord. You told me that you will supply all of my needs.
Yeah.
But with things in my life turn cloudy and gray,
you told me
that you would make a way. When I
One more. If you had a one more in your life,
you ought to wave your hand this morning. If God been good to you, if you ever had one more blessing, He keep on blessing me,
Pastor.
Over and over. Come on,
brother.
I got one more. Feel more. He just keep on blessing me. Over and over, Lord.
One more.
When I got out of my bed this morning, Vanessa,
one more,
I counted one more blessing.
One more,
when I opened up my cupboard,
one more,
I counted one more.
One more,
when I looked in my freezer there,
one more,
I counted one more. He just keep on blessing. He just keep on blessing me. I know I got to quit, but the Lord keep on blessing me. Lord, oh, 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 one more. Lord, you can bless me. One more. Lord, you bless me over and over, over, over again. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you woke up this morning, that was one more blessing. Hallelujah. Yeah, you went to your car and it cranked up. That was one more blessing. Brought you down the dangerous highway. That was one more blessing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God. We give him all the praise and all of the glory and honor today to our Heavenly Father. Amen. Thank God today that it is a new day, that the Lord has blessed us one more time. Amen. Truly, we thank God for all of you that are here today. We give honor to all of the clergies in the house and to the officers, our deacons, our deaconess, our mothers, choir, usher, saints, and friends, to the first family, amen, and to all of those that are out there in radio land, amen. We welcome you here to our services here today. Isn't God a good God? Come on, somebody ought to be happy about Jesus. Glory to God. Y'all look good, y'all dress fine, but we didn't come here for that. We came to meet Jesus, ain't that right? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. John said I was on the Lord's day. Amen. That I was taken up. And the Lord showed me a new heaven and a new earth. And I can agree and envision what John was saying when Dr. King says, I've been to the mountaintop. I've looked over. And I seen the promised land. Can you just imagine? Just imagine. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. 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 All right. We want to thank you, all of those of you that was able to come out yesterday for our church meeting. Amen. We thank you so much. It was just good to see everybody. Amen. Especially the new members. Amen. It was just wonderful. We had a great meeting on yesterday, so we appreciate your attendance. All right, we want to remind you on next Sunday, amen, will be our homecoming. Amen. Our homecoming at the 3 p.m. hour of next Sunday, and Wright Streak and Dr. Marion Daniels will be our guests. And we ask that you please come. Don't let our guests come and we're not at home. Amen. So please, please, ma'am, please, sir, make it a point to be here next Sunday at 3 p.m. Also, our revival will follow that week. Amen. Starting the 24th, Wednesday the 24th. Bethesda Baptist Church there in Austell, and Pastor Frank Johnson will be our guest. Thursday night, Pastor Edward Anderson and Victory Tabernacle from Yorkville will be our guests. And on Friday night, closing out, Dr. Brian Martin from Sardis Baptist Church there in Kennesaw, Georgia. Amen. Will close us out. So services will begin each night at 7:30. And we hope that you will get excited, amen, about revival. Amen. Because revival, we all need. Come on, somebody. Every now and then, we need a wake-up call. We need a jump start. Come on, somebody. Yeah, so we can get back to where we need to be. Praise God. So we hope that you will come and be a part for our homecoming and for our revival. And then on the fourth Sunday, we have another great day coming up at 3 p.m. We will have the ordination service for Minister Yvonne Vaughn. Will you please stand? Amen. And Minister Vanessa Ratcliffe, will you please stand? Amen. These two, praise God, will be ordained. We want you to come and be a witness to that. Our guests for that day will be Pastor and Moderator Zola Koffer from New Friendship. Amen. New Friendship will be our guest on that evening, and we're looking to have a grand time, amen, to officially, amen, put the seal on these two. Amen. So come out and be a part. All right. Again, we encourage you to be with us in Bible study. Listen, Bible study, I can't reiterate it enough, is our foundation. Bible study and Sunday school is our foundation. Amen. If you don't have the word in these days and time, honey, you're going to crack up. Amen. That's why so many folks are turning to drugs, turning to alcohol, is because they don't have the foundational word down inside of them. The word will keep you. The word would guide you. The word will give you peace. It will give you joy. Amen. If you don't have a relationship with the Lord, honey, you're missing it. Because Nehemiah says, the joy of the Lord is my strength. So we encourage you on Tuesdays and on Wednesday. We have Bible study. We want you to be a part of that. Praise God. Also, we want to, let's see, Miss Tracy here? She's not here. You can let those in the vestibule come in if you will. Amen. Just in case she's among them. She had an announcement that she wanted to make. Praise God. While they're coming in, we want to just recognize the fact of all of those that may have had or having a birthday. There she is. She's coming now. Amen. Sister Tracy. I'm not going to try to say that last name. Sister Tracy O, come on down. The price is right. Amen, amen.
Thank you, Pastor.
I bless you.
It's Oreomi. You got this. Oreomi.
Oreomi.
Like Oreo cookie, like Oreo. Oreomi. You got it, Pastor. Good morning, New Hope. Yes, thank Lord. You, Pastor.
God bless you.
You guys know that knowledge is power, right?
Amen.
Who here has heard of the ACP program with the federal government? It's called the Affordable Connectivity Program. As a result of the COVID-19 Relief Act, do you all know that the government is offering free iPads if you make under $99,000 a year? You can get a free iPad.
Amen.
If you want one, see yours truly after the service. Also, the government is paying up to $30 off of your internet service. So if you have internet service, the government will pay around $30. You'll get a $30 discount. It's income-based. So if you want more information, see me after the service. Also, you can get a free cell phone. It's income-based as well. They used to call it the Obama phone, but now I guess it's called the Biden phone. So you can get a free phone, free iPad, and $30 off of your monthly internet service. This is all under the COVID-19 relief package run by the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission. So I just wanted you guys to know about that because, you know, every little bit helps. So if you're interested, see me after the service and I can give you more information. Thank you, Pastor.
Amen. Thank you so much. Amen. It's Always good to share information. Amen. Because you might know something that I don't know. And so we help each other by sharing information. So again, we thank you so very much. All right. We want to honor those that is having or have had a birthday in the month of August. Will you please stand? All of those that's having a birthday or had a birthday in the month of August. Amen. 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 Praise God. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear saints. Happy birthday to you. Praise God. May you have many, many more years of happiness and good health. Amen. Did anybody get married in the month of August? Anybody get married? Anybody? All right. Praise God. Amen. Preachers and deacons got married in the month of August. How many years? 31. Amen. How many over here? 37. Hallelujah. I was going to see if you was going to confirm it. 31. Praise God. God bless you all. And may he continue blessing your marriage. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. All right. Yes, ma'am. College. Okay. All right. While she coming, I'm going to give her this. Kill two birds with one stone. Praise God. Thank you.
Good morning, New Hope.
Morning.
The College Care Ministry would like to have a digital roster of our college students for the 2022-2023 school year. We would like for our college students to go to the church's website and complete the registration form. This isn't a long drawn out process. It may only take 5 to 10 minutes. By doing so, the College Care Ministry will have the most current information for our college students. And we would like to send them gifts throughout the year, a word of encouragement, our daily bread booklet, just letting them know that we care and keeping them uplifted and encouraged spiritually. If our college students are not present and have already traveled to their school of choice, we would like for our parents of our college students, to please relay this message so that we would have the most current information of our college students. We have a thank you. Your gift was thoughtful, generous, far too kind, and most of all, greatly appreciated. Miss Stanley, Nadia, beautiful. Nadia Stanley, thank you.
Amen. That's one of our college students. Amen. Thank you so very much. God bless you. All right. Let us once again be mindful of our giving and our offering. You've been a blessing to us. We thank you so much for your commitment and dedication in your giving. May the Lord bless you real good. Continue praying for our sick and our shut-in. Amen. I ask that you will pray for my barber, the one that cuts my hair. Amen. He has arthritis in his joints, and he perhaps is going to have surgery. Amen. Brother Philip Arnold, he's a member here at New Hope. And so we ask that you will please keep him lifted in prayer. A young man, amen. So we ask that you will lift him in prayer. Deacon Joseph Gibson, who's in the nursing home there in Atlanta, please keep him lifted in prayer. Mother Beth's granddaughter, continue praying for her. Mother Daisy Nomura, Sister Bessie Barney, Sister Ernest Ernestine Clark and the Stewart family. We ask that you please keep Dagonet Stewart in your prayers. She had surgery on last week for breast cancer. Let's pray that the Lord will heal and deliver her from that. Amen. And pray for Deacon Stewart, whose health is pretty bad. So let's pray mightily for that family, if you will, and for all of those that are on our prayer and concern list. Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much. We're going to get ready now for some more good music. Amen. This Milko is singing. Amen. Let me just say this now. Those of you who might be, you can let them come in. Those of you who might be interested, starting Monday after Labor Day, will be our National Baptist Convention. It will be in Houston, Texas this year. And if you're interested in going, let me know. We would like for you to just get involved to see what's going on in the National Baptist Convention, if you will. Also, those of you that are not busy and just looking for something to do, today is Sweet Home Baptist Church there. Himes is their homecoming, and it will be today at 2:30 p.m. if you would like to go. Pastor Edward Anderson and Victory Tabernacle will be there for their guests. So if you would like to be a part of that, also on Tuesday, they will start their revival Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And they have asked us to come and to attend on Tuesday evening at 7:30. Those of you that can, they have asked for the choir to sing and for the deacons to open up. So if you can come, they are a sister church, amen, and we like to support each other, amen. And so we ask if you can, the male chorus will be going to sing, amen. So you want some more good singing, meet us there on the Tuesday night at 7:30 at Sweet Home, amen. Praise God. Thank you so very much. Give the male chorus a hand as they come.
Praise the Lord. that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and glad. I will bless the Lord all times, and his praises, praise continue to be in my mind. Oh, to praise the Lord.
Your neighbor, I ain't gonna let no rock cry out for me, because I got a right to praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, amen, for that song to remind us, amen, we have a right to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. All right, let's get started in Psalms 34. Psalms 34, verses 1 through 3 and verse 8. Psalms 34, a psalm of David when he changed his behavior before Abelam, who drove him away and he departed. David cried out, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name. together. Verse 8 says, oh, somebody say, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. Thank you. You might be seated. Tell somebody, I'm so excited. Come on, turn to somebody else and say, I'm so excited. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for this privilege, for this opportunity to come together and to give your name the praise. God, we pray now you take these lips of clay of mine, use them for your glory, that your people might be lifted, that your people might be made whole. Let your spirit flow now, that your people might know that you're still on the throne. Help us to digest your word, that it might be food for our souls, that as we go on this journey, we will be fed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. I'm so excited. Amen. What makes you excited? Is it a new car? A new wife? A new husband? New furniture? New clothes? New shoes? New earrings? Amen. I told them in the early service, I say, when I met my wife, I said, hot diggity dog. Look what the Lord has given me. I was so excited. Hallelujah. Amen. There are hindrances to our excitement for some reason. But the good news is we can overcome those hindrances. David tells us in Psalms 37 and 4, he says, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Amen. David discovered here the power of praise, that it can usher you into the presence of the Lord. It can give you heavenly vision, lift you from your troubles, and triggers your supernatural. Praise is identified and types of praise discussed. I will bless the Lord at all times, whether it's good or whether it's bad. I will bless the Lord. My toe hurts, but thank you, Lord. I can feel the pain. Hallelujah. Don't have no food on the table, but thank you, Lord. I know it's on the way. I will bless the Lord. A little humor for you. A man from the city brought a farm and saw a beautiful horse on another guy's farm. He bargained with the farmer, and the old deacon and the farmer finally sold him the horse. The city man jumped on the horse and said, "Giddy up." The horse didn't budge. The old deacon explained, he'll only go forward if you say praise the Lord. To stop him, you have to say amen. Now, keeping in mind this amen, the new owner yelled, praise the Lord. And whereupon the horse took off with great speed. Soon, the horse and rider was headed for a cliff. He went through a dozen phases before he finally remembered to say amen. And the horse came to a screeching halt right at the edge of the cliff. Relieved, the rider was so excited. He wiped the sweat off his forehead and exclaimed, "Praise the Lord." That's what happens sometimes when we get so excited. Amen. But David here says, "I will bless the Lord. At all times, his praises shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord, and humble a man shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt him, his name together." Brothers and sisters, there are many Christians suffer defeat because they don't know the power of praise. David had discovered it and changed his perspective on troubles. You see, if you let trouble control you and you not control trouble, then you're going to be in trouble. God's desire is for us to be blessed and live a life filled with joy, with happiness and excitement. But the enemy, somebody say enemy, the enemy of our soul desire to keep us in the clutch of depression, fear and heartache. So today, if you will, let me tell you about the hindrance to our excitement and how to maintain our excitement. Hindrance to our excitement, there can be the failure to maintain a level of expectance. What was on your mind when you came to church this morning? How I have to get up. It's Sunday morning. Or I wonder what God will do today. Every day should be another day when we expect something great from God. You ought to tell your neighbor, something good is going to happen to me today. When we don't, amen, we cannot see for who God really is. He's omnipotent. He's all powerful. He's omnipresent. He's everywhere at the same time. He's omniscient. He knows all things. He's our creator. He's our savior. He's King of kings. He's Lord of lords. He's our heavenly father, our focus. Must be on God and not our problems. I know we got some problems. Some got job problems. Some got bill problems. Some got relationship problems. Family, friends, neighbors, whatever it might be, failures in life, whatever it might be, when we ask and look expectantly, we get Matthew 21:22, "And all things whatsoever ye ask in prayer, believing ye shall receive." Look what Paul says in Philippians 4:13. "I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me." I have to surround my depression with people that has positive attitude. I must come in contact with all kinds of people, but I need somebody around me that has faith, that has hope, that believe that God will work things out. Don't let folks depress you. They will have a tendency to dictate what your day is going to be like. But you need to get excited about Jesus, because I know he's my rock in a weary land. Yeah, he's my hope. He's my deliverer. He's my joy. He's my good, good, good God. Don't let sad faces cause you to be sad. Man, you got to live a life of a Christian to know that the Lord will make a way somehow. We have to be that hope for the sinners, to let them know there is hope in your despair. You cannot allow, amen, your life to stop the flow of joy in your heart. I just can't, somebody said, I just can't live for God. I'm surrounded by unsaved people all the time. Well, they may be surrounding us physically, but must not allow them to surround us spiritually. When we walk in the joy that God brings into our lives, we will also walk in the power and in the strength, amen, to not be pulled down by those that are, amen, going through their depression. Nehemiah puts it this way in Nehemiah 8 and 10, for the joy of the Lord is my strength. Amen. Distracted, amen, from daily walk sometimes with God because of somebody else, amen, gossip, because of somebody else trying to pull you down, somebody else scandalizing your name, somebody else jealous of what you're doing, somebody else don't like because you're being blessed and they're not being blessed. Somebody who always got something to say, always complaining about what's going on in your life and don't have nothing going on in their life. You need those people to exit your life. You don't need them around you. You need strong relationship. The great of our joy is in him that is in Christ Jesus. Amen. The greater our joy in Christ, the greater a threat becomes to Satan's kingdom. In 2 Chronicles 20 and 12, the word says, O our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us. Neither know we what to do. But our eyes... our eyes are upon thee. That's all I'm trying to tell you this morning. Don't worry about your enemy. God will make your enemy your footstool. You keep your eyes on Jesus. Satan will set out to distract us from our walk. We get caught up in things. Work, kids, entertainment, things. How to maintain our excitement. Well, let me give you a few examples. Elijah must have been excited as fire fell from heaven, consumed the sacrifice. It must have stirred his spirit to hear the nation of Israel turn back to God. But after it was all over, Jezebel had made her threats. It seemed that all of the life was sucked right out of Elijah. Have you ever experienced a mountaintop experience only to stand face to face with trials that destroys all of your joy and your excitement? Brothers and sisters, we don't have to lose our excitement. We can keep our joy. But this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. So My brothers and sisters, as I get ready to close, David reminds us in Psalms 91. He says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. It is not enough, brothers and sisters, to just visit the secret place of God. If you want excitement in your life, you have to worship the Lord. Amen. You have to sit under good preaching. You must come to the altar. Then you must dwell in the secret place of God. For there your mind will be renewed. For the word tells us in Romans 12:2, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye might prove is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You got to think differently. You got to think differently than what the world is presenting to you. It's not just words, amen. It is a new way of life. In other words, you can read this word all day long, but if you don't put it in action, it won't do you no good. Amen. We will never know the good will of God. Amen. Let alone the acceptable and perfect will of God. If our minds is not renewed. Do I have a witness here today? Now, so many people are trapped today because of their mind setting. You are trapped in those things that are negative in your life. You got to get away from that. You have to get in the word of God. Get away from all of that superstition that's been going down through the ages. You have to cancel those generational curses so you can rise and be all that God wants you to be. Stop being held back. Listen, listen. Stop carrying other folks' burdens. Stop carrying all those lies they've been telling on you. Stop carrying all of those things that they have been trying to push you down with. Don't carry those burdens. Just look at somebody and say, no more, no more, no more. I'm not carrying them no more. See, there's relief. There's relief. There's relief here. 1 Peter 5:7. There it is. Casting all. Casting all your cares upon him. For he careth for you. So many Christians feel that God expects them to walk around with a long face, burdened by circumstances of life. I got good news for you. That's not what God wants from you. God has been too good for you to walk around with a long face. I don't care what your situation is. He is blessing you over and over again. You got to get to the point that you have that overcoming power, knowing that no weapons formed against me shall prosper, because I'm riding on the power of God. I am an overcomer. Paul puts it this way in Romans 12:21. He says, be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. And then look what John says. John says in 1 John 4:4, he says, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater, somebody say greater, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Yeah, live to please God. Our Bible study on last Wednesday was, what do God want? We so often trying to get what we want, but what do God want? Amen. We got to understand, in order for us to get the blessings of the Lord, we got to reach for what God wants for our life. Because what we want is only here on earth. But what God wants for us is to have peace, to have joy, to have love, to have eternal life. What do God wants? So I must live to please him. Living a righteous life leads to a life of peace. Living in peace that God supplies leads to a life of joy in the Spirit of God. Amen. Joy or happiness, I want you to know, brings excitement. So I say to you, as I get ready to go to my seat, share your excitement. When you are excited, you can't keep it to yourself. You want everybody to experience the joy that is in your heart. I hear Jeremiah say it's like fire set up in my bones. Yeah, the angels told the shepherds, amen, that coming of Jesus was good news. Good news of great joy. When he comes in our lives, he makes every day full of great joy. We have a reason to be excited. We have a reason to be happy. We have a reason to celebrate our Lord today. Yes, he loves us. He made us new. And through him we have eternal life. And so my attitude is, the joy of the Lord is my strength. He's my excitement. When I think about the goodness of the Lord and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I'm so excited. My air condition been off since last Sunday, but I'm still excited about Jesus. Why are you excited, Steve? Well, when I think about all the time that the air condition was working, doesn't mount up to 1 week that I didn't have it. So I'm excited about Jesus because I know that help is on the way. Do I have a witness here that somebody needs to get excited about your condition? Look at your condition and say, my God is bigger than your condition. You need to tell somebody, I'm getting ready to come out of my condition because the joy of the Lord is my strength. I might be down today, but I know that my God, he gonna work things out for my good. I realize the victory is mine. Anybody here know you got the victory? That God's gonna heal you, that God's gonna deliver you, that God has a place prepared for you. All you got to do is get your mindset and excitement. Give him praise. Give him praise. Lift him up. Tell your neighbor, I got to shout because I know my blessing is on the way. You might have a new car, but he's the same Father. You might have a new house, but he's the same Father. So my blessing is on the way. I'm not jealous of what you got because I know God getting ready to turn it around. God getting ready to fix it for me. God getting ready to turn me around. Ain't you glad? I'm glad when I think about what he getting ready to do for me. Good God Almighty, look at my brother. He's whole. Look at me. I've got problems, but that's all right because I know I'm on the way out of my situation because the word says, yea, do I walk through the valley and shadows of death. He will be with me. I got good news for you. Goodness, come here, goodness. Mercy, come here, mercy. Goodness and mercy is following me all the days of my life. I'm getting ready to come on out. I'm getting ready to shout because my God, my God, my God. Hey! Woo! Hallelujah! I'm so excited! Glory to God. Hey, hey. Hey, hey. Yeah, Lord. Yeah, Lord. Yeah, Lord. Glory. I'm so excited. Praise God. Hallelujah. Just tell your neighbor, I'm excited. If you're not, praise God. If you want this joy, if you want this excitement, it's available to you. Hallelujah. It's available to you. Everything. Everything that is happening to me is good. Come on, you got to say that everything that is happening to me is good. Hallelujah. Elder, somebody needs Jesus. Somebody needs Jesus. Somebody needs to be saved today. I owe him to you. Come give me your hand and give God your heart. Even if you don't want to join New Hope, join Jesus. You want the assurance that if you don't wake up in the morning, that everything is going to be all right. You can come by letter, Christian Experience, carry the baptism. But you need to make your way to Jesus. Peter, when he was out on the ocean showcasing with Jesus, he took his eyes off of Jesus. He began to sink. But what I like about Peter, he had sense enough to say, Lord, help me. Come on, somebody. And that's all we got to do is say, Lord, help me. Got to do it right now. Won't you receive him? Won't you come to him right now? Let him fix you. Let him deliver you. Let him heal you. Let him make you whole. If you desire to be saved today, become a member of the church. Come on down. Come on down. Or maybe you out there in radio land or in your cars or in your home, and you know you need to be saved. Jesus is right where you are. All you got to do is confess him right there. Just pray this prayer with me. Dear Lord, I come to thee, a sinner that needs to be saved. Forgive me, Lord, for all of my sins. Take me and own me as your child. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul. Now stir up the gift that is in me, that I might do your holy will. If you prayed that prayer, you're saved today. I say to you, get into some Bible-believing church where you can grow and mature in the Lord. It's not too late. It's not too late. You still can come if you want to. You still can come. You still can come. You still can come. Hallelujah. Those of you desiring to cast your cares upon Jesus this morning, the opportunity is now. Just stretch forth your hands in faith and say, Lord, here it is. Here's my situation. Here's my problem. Here's my condition. Lord, I'm giving it to you. He's ready to heal you. He's ready to deliver you. He's ready to set you free. I'm going to ask Minister Radcliffe if she would come take us to the throne of peace. And she's coming. Prepare your hearts now to be delivered, to be set free. You got to believe it. You got to believe it. You got to believe it. He says, you ask and believe it, and you shall have it. Pray with our daughter. Yes. Yes, and his blood. Thank you, Lord. Made me whole. Hello. Oh, it's Jesus. Oh, it's Jesus.
We're acknowledging you, oh God. Yes.
Pray,
God, we come first just to tell you thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, Lord.
Because, God, you've been so good.
Yeah.
You've been so kind, oh God.
Uh-huh.
Father, we just can't thank you enough.
Thank you.
God, we lift you up right now. We give you all glory. Give you all honor.
Yes.
God, we praise you on this day, oh
yes,
God.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
Father,
Lord.
We pray right now, before we further go, that you will remove those things that ought not be.
Yeah.
God, that you will forgive us of all of our sins. Clean us up, oh
Clean
God.
Clean us up.
In the name of Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah. That when you see us, you see the blood.
Father,
we pray right now that you will move by your power
on each
and everyone that's in this building, oh God.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
everyone
Lord.
That is under the sound of my voice, oh God.
Yes.
I pray right now that you will intervene on their behalf, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Look beyond their faults and failures, consider and see their needs right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
God, we call on you because we know no one else to call on, oh God.
Hallelujah.
Someone has a disease, oh God. Someone is sick in the mind, oh God.
Heal.
Someone is sick in the body, oh God.
Heal.
Whatever the situation is, we pray right now that you will intervene on their behalf.
Yes,
do it
Lord.
Right now in the name of Jesus.
Heal.
Hallelujah. God, there's so much going on.
Yes, Lord.
So much happening in each and every individual that is under the sound of my voice, oh God.
Hello.
But you know all the circumstances. You know all the needs, oh God.
Yeah.
You know all the desires, Father.
Yeah.
We pray right now that you would move.
Move.
On the behalf of your children.
Move, Lord.
God, and while you're moving,
oh
God.
Yeah.
Give them the mindset to know that it is well, oh God.
Yeah.
Give them the mindset to know that you have done what you said you were going to do.
Yeah, Lord.
God,
yeah, Lord.
That your promises are yea and amen, oh God.
Yeah.
That you promised never to leave us nor forsake us,
Lord.
Oh God. God, you said that in your word, oh God.
Yeah.
That you would continually be with us, oh God.
Uh-huh.
Move by your power now.
Please, sir.
Give them the mindset that need healing that say that they are healed.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. That they are healed. That they are set.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Deliverance has come in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. God, we bless you and we give you praise.
Yes, Lord.
We honor you on this day, oh God.
Thank you, Jesus.
And as we leave here, oh God, we will leave here praising your name.
Yes.
Because all is well in your name, oh God.
Yes.
We believe that you have done what you said you were going to do.
Yes, Lord.
We believe that healing has transpired.
Yes.
We believe that deliverance has come.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Yeah, Lord. Hallelujah.
And we thank you for it now.
Thank you.
We praise you for it now,
thank
God.
You.
We give you glory for
glory.
It now, Lord God.
Thank Hallelujah.
You. Thank you for healing,
thank you, Lord.
God. Thank you for delivering, oh God.
Glory.
Thank you for
thank
stepping
you.
In, oh God.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, Jesus.
Glory
thank
to God.
Thank you, Lord, for taking control of our financial situation.
Yes, Lord.
God.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Master.
Thank
Hashi.
You. Yeah, yeah.
Thank you, God.
Thank you.
For intervening on behalf of your children.
Yes, Lord. We
in
claim
the
it.
Name of Jesus.
We claim it. We claim it.
Hallelujah.
Glory
God,
to
we
God.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We thank you for the climate controlling blood of
yes,
Jesus,
yes,
oh God.
Yes, thank you. Hallelujah.
We thank you right now.
Thank you.
For the environmental control, the blood of Jesus,
yes,
oh God.
Yes.
That everywhere we go, we will be safe, oh God. Because you've got a fence and a hedge around
yeah, yeah,
us. Thank
yeah,
you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah.
For protecting our children,
yes.
oh God. As they go off to school, because you've got that hedge around them.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You.
Please, sir. Please, sir. Yellow. 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 Yellow.
Thank you, God.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Glory.
For touching hands of the doctors, oh God.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For
yeah.
giving them what they need, the
yes.
instructions, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Glory
God,
to
God.
God,
we give you glory.
Glory.
We give you honor.
Yes.
Lift we thank you.
Thank you.
We thank you.
Thank you.
We thank you.
Thank you.
It is well.
Yes,
hey.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you, Lord
thank
God.
Thank you, Lord.
For blocking what the enemy tried to put in our way. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Glory to God.
Ooh, Jesus,
hallelujah.
We will ever give you praise.
Yes.
We will forever give you honor.
Yes.
For we know that it was you.
You, Lord.
That intervened on behalf of your children.
Yes, Lord.
And we thank you, for.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, for.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Name of Jesus.
Yes.
This is our prayer. Thank you.
Thank you.
Woo!
Thank you.
Thank you, Father.
Glory to God.
Glory to your name, God.
Yeah.
And we give you all praise, glory, and honor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ha, yes, God. Yes, God. Yes,
yeah,
God.
Yeah,
hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank
come
you.
Come on, give God some praise.
Hallelujah.
On today.
Praise
come on,
Lord.
Give God some praise on today.
Hallelujah.
For doing just what he said he
yeah.
was going to do.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory to God.